This is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The Delta County Police Department announced on Monday that Commander Jesse Cox will be the new chief of police. The department's news release states that Cox brings more than 30 years of law enforcement experience to the role and a career defined by public safety, leadership, transparency, and community partnership. Chief Cox has lived on the Western Slope for more than 40 years and is a longtime Delta resident. City leadership has expressed their confidence in Chief Cox's leadership and vision for the department. The Montrose Daily Press reports that the school district and recreation district have worked together to facilitate the sales and purchases of several town buildings. Officials announced last week that the school district purchased the rec district's fieldhouse with plans of turning it into an early childhood center. The recreation district used funds from the sale and savings to purchase the Secret Creek building, located within the Colorado Outdoors campus, where the fieldhouse will be relocated and reimagined. Since both districts were already preparing for major capital projects, they were able to purchase the respective buildings without asking the taxpayers for more money or increasing rec district membership fees. Democrat Duane Romero of Aspen has entered the race to unseat Republican U.S. Representative Jeff Hurd in Western Colorado. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Romero worked as Director of Economic Development under then-Governor John Hickenlooper and served on the Aspen City Council and on the Aspen School District Board of Education. He is a former Army Ranger and a Bronze Star recipient and now owns and operates a property and construction management business. Financial executive Alex Keloff, also from the Roaring Fork Valley, is also running to flip Hurd's seat, and prior to Romero's announcement, he was the only Democrat who had reported raising money in the race. The Colorado River District will hold its 2026 State of the River meetings in the coming weeks. The event series is a spring tradition in Western Colorado, allowing neighbors and local experts to discuss major Western water issues and the projects and priorities of each local community. The State of the River will be held in Montrose on March 16th, in Ridgeway on the 17th, and in Grand Junction on April 7th. You can find more details and register at coloradoriverdistrict.org. In the midst of historic drought in the Rocky Mountains, many water managers are looking for ways to get more moisture into the environment. Some are considering things like cloud seeding, which is meant to create more precipitation in certain areas. It's a technique that has been used for decades in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more on one company's work in our region that's using a new approach to cloud seeding.
Rain Enhancement Technologies does not use traditional cloud seeding methods that put iodized silver into the atmosphere. Instead, they use rays to ionize particles in the atmosphere to create clouds that produce precipitation, meaning they can work in both summer and winter months. Currently, they have two projects here in the West, one targeting farmland in Weld County, Colorado, and another in the La Salle Mountains in Utah, southwest of Moab. Scott Morris is the company's chief technical officer. He says, according to their data, in December, the La Salles got an extra 2 inches of snow water equivalent, or the amount of water stored in snow.
It's still kind of early days for the data, but getting an extra 2 inches of water in a very climatologically dry year has been pretty good.
Morris says they agreed to this pilot location with Utah's Department of Natural Resources because of its proximity to the Colorado River.
To get more rainfall over summer months in particular, warmer months, so that we could enhance flow into the Colorado River as levels drop over the warmer months. And the La Salle area is a good watershed for that.
He says they'll make future plans for the area once they have a full year's worth of data. Utah's DNR agrees, saying it will also need to see more data before it agrees to fund any further projects. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
The Western Slope Conservation Center is a Paonia-based nonprofit that has been working to conserve the lands, air, water, and wildlife of the Western Slope since 1977. KVNF's Brody Wilson had a conversation with the advocacy coordinator and KVNF board member, Melissa Newell, about an effort to represent the conservation and agricultural interests of the North Fork in Washington, D.C.
My name is Melissa Newell, and I'm the advocacy coordinator for the Western Slope Conservation Center located in Paonia, Colorado.
So, Melissa, a lot of times a lot of us on the Western Slope can feel like Washington, D.C. is a long ways away, and outside of a protest or our ballots, we don't really have much influence. But I understand that Western Slope Conservation Centers has something to do with an effort that kind of seeks to change that a little bit. Tell me about it.
So we are planning a North Fork Valley, D.C. fly-in, so Washington, D.C. fly-in. And for anyone unfamiliar with the term, as I was for a long time, a fly-in is an organized event where individuals travel to Washington, D.C. to advocate for specific issues. And so in our case, WSCC's, this will be our 14th annual fly-in for the North Fork Valley, really representing Western Colorado. And over the years, more than 70 people from the area have participated in this fly-in, which started in 2012. So even during the pandemic, a delegation of folks met virtually with our representatives. And it's important because, yeah, as you mentioned, we can feel so remote and so far away from DC over here. And the fly-in represents a unique opportunity to meet with our representatives and talk through the issues that are important to us here in Western Colorado. And so it's a chance to establish and develop relationships with these representatives that can seem so far away and almost out of touch with us, I think, sometimes in this remote part of our country here in Delta County. And I will do want to mention that important to note is that over the years, the people in DC have come to expect and appreciate our visit too. They really enjoy hearing from us and what's important to us here. Last year, we were able to meet with all three of our members of Congress, so Senators Bennett and Hickenlooper and Congressman Hurd, and we look forward to a similarly impactful trip this year, which we have the trip is planned for the last full week of March, March 23rd through the 27th.
Great. So, Melissa, it's been going on for quite a while, and people now, I understand, so it's literally flying to D.C. to meet with our representatives. Yep. That's wonderful. Tell me, beyond Western Slope Conservation Center, who else from the North Fork is flying in to, and what kinds of things are you advocating for?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, there's going to be five or six of us. We're still firming up who's going to be attending. So it's a small group, a small delegation of us. Historically, it's been organized by Western Slope Conservation Center, as well as Valley Organic Growers Association, so VOGA, as they're commonly known here in the North Fork, representing agricultural interests and producers. In the past, COFA, Colorado Food and Farm Alliance, was part of organizing this. But yeah, a lot of group West Elk Winery Association has been a part of this in the past as well. But we really do try to select a diverse group of voices from here in the North Fork, but also from throughout Delta County, representing, again, the interest of those of us here in Western Colorado. And we're there to represent the ideas, the perspectives, and the needs of our rural communities. So typically, we'll touch upon topics of conservation, public lands, farm policy, renewable energy, and of course, rural resilience, which are, I think, all important topics to all of the groups that I mentioned and to all of us living here in Western Colorado that really contribute to our rural Western Colorado way of life and the values that we share here.
And Melissa, I understand that there's a little bit of a fundraiser ahead of the fly-in that's happening this week. Tell me about it.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Brody. That is correct. We'll be having a what we call a Pints and Public Lands event this Thursday, March 12th. That'll start at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be held here at the pub in Paonia. And this will be, yes, a fundraising event for us, but also an opportunity to come and ask your questions, learn more about the fly-in and kind of the history of it. We've invited a lot of the alumni that have participated on this fly-in in the past. And also we'll be, of course, talking about relevant public lands issues that are current, as we always do at our Pints and Public Lands events, and offering up ways to engage and take action to not just protect, but also defend our public lands here.
Great. Well, thanks so much. That's Melissa Newell, Advocacy Coordinator for the Western Slope Conservation Center, joining us here on KVNF. Melissa, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Brody. I appreciate being here.
You bet.
That's your KVNF regional newscast. KVNF Spring Drive runs today through next Tuesday. Please show your support for local independent journalism from your community radio station by donating at kvnf.org. I'm Audrey McCabe.